Parshas Vayishlach. Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim. And Yaakov sent Malochim. As Rashi says, Malochim means Malochim Mamish, actual angels, Lefanov before him, El Esav Ochiv, to Esav his brother, Arza Seir, to the land of Seir, Sedei Edom, the field of Edom. Why did Yaakov send these Malochim to Seir? Wasn't Esav living in Beersheba? We find 20 years earlier, when Yaakov left Beersheba, Esav and Yaakov lived together. So why did Yaakov think that Esav was now living in Seir? As a matter of fact, we see later on in the Parsha that it was first much later on that Esav moved to Seir. In Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Vav and Zayin, the Pasuk says, Vayelech el Eretz mipnei Yaakov Ochiv. Esav left the land because of Yaakov his brother. Ki hay rechusham rav mishavas yachtov. Their belongings were too many to live together. V'lo yochlo eretz migurehem lo seisoisam. The land where they were living was not able to carry them mipnei miknehem because of their large amount of cattle. Vayeshev Esav b'har Seir. And then Esav moved and settled in Har Seir. So it's mashma that first when Yaakov and Esav met each other later on, it was only then that Esav moved to Seir. So why is Yaakov sending Malachim now to the land of Seir? Ramban learns that although he did not move till later on, he was already a sar, a dignitary in the land of Seir. And he spent time there. And therefore Yaakov sent his Malachim to that land. In Sefer Paneach Roza, he says that Yaakov Taka did not know where Esav was living. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, he sent these angels and told them to find Esav. And these Malachim, since they had the power of Malachim, were able to find Esav, and he was living in the land of Seir. Vayitzav Oysam Lemar, and he commanded them, saying, Koy Sarmum Ladoni LeEsav, so you shall say to my master, to Esav, Koy Omar Avdecha Yaakov, so said your servant Yaakov, Im Lavon Garti Mo'echar Ad Oto, I lived with Lavon, and I stayed there until now. According to the simple meaning of the Pasuk, the actual quote that Yaakov wanted Esav to hear was Im Lavon Garti Vo'echar Aroto. And the words before that, Koy Sermun Ladoni LeEsav, Koy Omar Abdecha Yaakov, is just what Yaakov was telling the Malachim. He told them, so you should say to my master, to Esav, so said your servant Yaakov. And what should you tell Esav? Quotes, Im Lavon Garti Vo'echar Aroto. But the Mefarshim learned differently, because the Pasuk says an extra word, Vayitzav Oysam Lemar, he commanded them Lemar, saying, as if the quote starts already from the words Kaisaimru. He commanded them saying, this is what I want Esav to hear, and this is what you should say that Yaakov said. Yaakov said, quote, so you should say to my master, to Esav, so said your servant Yaakov, Im Lavon Garti Va'echa Aroto. And the reason why Yaakov wanted Esav to hear this is he wanted Esav to hear how he belittled himself and lowered himself before Esav. He called Esav his master, and he called himself Esav's servant. This was all to pacify Esav in order that he should not hate Yaakov. We find 8 times in this parsha that Yaakov calls Esav my master Esav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with this, because we find in Parshas Toldos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'rav Yavod Tzair, the older son will serve the younger son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I said the older one will serve the younger one, and now you, Yaakov, the younger one, are calling the older one my master. Therefore you will be punished, Zuk Didas Kena Mibalei HaTosfos. And for the 8 times that you called Esav my master, Esav will have 8 kings before you even have one king. Like the Pasuk says at the end of this parsha, Ve'ela ha'malochim asher molchu be'eretz Edom lifnei meloch melech lifnei Yisrael. These are the kings that Edom will have before there will even be one king in Klal Yisrael. Esav will have 8 kings before Klal Yisrael will put up one king. And the Pasuk continues that Yaakov said, Im lovon garti vo'echar aroto. I lived by Lavan and stayed there until now. Rashi brings down 2 pshatim in the taich of these words. Either Yaakov was trying to pacify Esav for the brachos that he took from Esav. The bracha said, Heve gevir la'achecho, you will become a gevir, a lord over your brothers. Yaakov said, don't hate me for that bracha. Shehare lo niskaimu bi, it was not fulfilled in me. Because I did not become a sar v'choshuv, a great person, by Lavan's house, but rather im Lavan garti, I was only a ger by Lavan's house. So if you're jealous and angry concerning the brachas that I received from Yitzchak, it didn't take place, it didn't happen, it was not fulfilled, and therefore you should not be angry at me. Rashi brings down a second shot, im Lavan garti, because the pasuk says earlier that the only time that Esav will rule over Yaakov is only if Yaakov does Averis. V'hoya kasha tarut, only when Esav will be in Tsar because Yaakov is doing Averis, then ufarakta uloi mi'altzav arecho, you will be able to remove his yoke from your neck. So Yaakov was saying, you will not be able to fight against me, Esav, because im Lavan garti, I live by Lavan. V'tayag mitzvah shamarti, I kept all tayag mitzvahs. If you take the word garti and you move around the letters, it has the same letters as tayag. Yaakov was telling Esav, it's not a good idea for you to antagonize me and to start up with me, because you will not be successful, because im lavan garti, v'tayag mitzvahs shamarti. It comes out that these two pshatim have a very different meaning in the pasuk. According to the first pshat, Yaakov was trying to pacify and calm down Esav by saying, don't be angry concerning the brachas that I received from Yitzchak because they were not fulfilled in me. According to the second shot, he was speaking tough and strongly to Esav by saying that you will not be successful in fighting against me because I kept all Tariag mitzvahs, and as long as I keep the mitzvahs, you will lose the battle against me. And the pasuk continues, Vayehi li shor v'chamor, and I acquired oxen, donkeys, tzoin, sheep, the eved, the shivcha, and servants and maidservants. Over here also Rashi explains that Yaakov was telling Esav, do not hate me for the brachos that Yitzchak gave me, because they were not fulfilled in me. Yitzchak said that I will have mital hashamayim umishmani ha'oretz, from the dew of the heaven and from the fat of the earth. All this wealth that you see are all livestock, sheep, oxen, donkeys. They're not mital hashamayim umishmani ha'oretz. So the brachas were not fulfilled, and you should not be angry at me. The Mefarshim all ask, why would this pacify Esav? Yaakov can sell all these shorim and chamorim, soin ve'eve v'shivcha, and buy as much produce as he wanted, as much food and crops that would be mital hashamayim umishmani ha'oretz. So why, by saying that I have shor chamor soy ve'eved v'shivcha, why would that pacify Esav and cause him not to be angry? Maskil David answers, based on a medrash in Parshas Toldos, the medrash says, what does it mean mital hashamayim? Yitzchak was referring to the man that will fall from the shamayim. And what does it mean mishmani ha'oretz? This is referring to the be'er, the well that they would have in the midbar that would give them water and other things that would also come up with this well. And basically, the bracha that Yitzchak was saying is that they would have wealth, but without tircha, without any work being involved to receive this wealth. Just like the man came from Shemayim, and the be'er came from the earth without any tircha, so too, Yitzchak was saying, you will receive a lot of wealth without any trouble, without any tircha. And this is what Yaakov was saying. Although I have shor v'chamor tzoyim ve'eved v'shivcha, this is not the bracha of mital hashamayim umishmani ha'oretz, because this did not come to me without any work, but rather I worked 20 years in Lavan's house in order to receive this. So the bracha of mital hashamayim umishmani ha'oretz was not fulfilled. And the pasuk continues, Vo'eshlecha lahagid ladoini, I am sending this message to tell my master that I am coming toward you, limtzochein be'inecho, to find favor in your eyes, that I am complete with you, and I seek your love. Vayashuvu ha'malochim el Yaakov lemar, and the malochim returned to Yaakov saying, Banu, we came el achicha, to your brother, el Esav to Esav. We came to your brother, who is not acting like your brother, but rather Esav harasha, who still hates you. Vigam, and also, just like you are going toward him, Hailech likrasacha, he is coming toward you, Va'arba meis ish imai, with 400 men with him. Vayira Yaakov ma'oi, and Yaakov was very frightened, Vayetzeloi, and he was distressed. What is this double lashon of Vayira and Vayetzer? Rashi explains, Vayira, he was afraid that maybe he would be killed. Vayetzeloi, he was distressed that maybe he would kill others. And the Mefarshim ask, why was Yaakov bothered that he might kill others? The halacha says, Habo lahorgecho hashkim lahorgoi, if one comes to kill you, you are allowed to kill him. So why was Yaakov afraid that he might kill other people? Sifsei Chachamim says one teretz, that although halachically he was allowed to kill somebody, he was afraid that maybe he would have to kill Esav, and that would cause his father Yitzchak a lot of tzar. That's what Vayetzeloi means. He was distressed that he might kill Esav, and that would pain his father Yitzchak. Others learn that although halacha tells us, habola hargecha, hashkem lahargoy, that's only if the only way out is by killing the person that is coming against you. But if you can just injure that person, you are not allowed to kill him. So Yaakov was afraid that maybe he might kill the person that was coming against him, and it really would have been sufficient to get away by injuring him. Vayachatz es ha'om asher itoy, and he divided the nation, the people that were with him, referring to his children, the servants, v'satzoyim v'saboka v'agamalim, the sheep, the cattle, and the camels, v'shnei machanois, into two camps. Vayomer, and he said, im yovoy Esav el ha'machaneh ho'achas v'iko, if Esav will come to one camp and hit that camp, v'hoyo ha'machaneh ha'nishro l'fleto, and against his will, the second camp will be able to escape. I will fight with him in the first camp, and that will give time for the second camp to escape. Rashi explains that Yaakov prepared himself for three things. We see in the next pasuk Yud, he prepared himself for tefillah. He davened to Hashem that Esav should not kill him. By Sheni, we see that he prepared himself for Doran, for a present. He gave Esav a present in order to pacify him. But if all that does not work, Yaakov prepared himself for war. And that's why he said, if Esav will come to one camp, I will fight against him in that camp, and that will cause the second camp to be able to escape. The Chanukah HaTorah asks, how is Yaakov so sure that if he fights against Esav in the first camp, the second camp will definitely be able to escape? Maybe Esav will kill both camps? And he answers, because Yaakov knew that Esav and Yaakov would die on the same day. Therefore, he put a distance between the two camps, a traveling of one day. And he thought like this, if Esav will come to the first camp and will kill me in the first camp, then he will only have one day to live. And by the time he reaches the second camp, which was one day apart, he will die, and the second camp will be able to escape. The Mefarshim ask, this is all based on the fact that Yaakov and Esav would die on the same day. But this is not true, because Yaakov and Esav died 70 days apart. When Yaakov died, for the first 40 days after his death, they embalmed him with different types of besamim to preserve his body. And then for another 30 days after that, they cried over him for a total of 70 days. And first then, they went to the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah to bury him, where they met Esav, who was trying to prevent the burial. Hushim ben Don saw this and hit Esav over the head, and his head rolled into the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. So we find that Yaakov and Esav were buried on the same day, but not that they died on the same day. So what is the pshat of the Chanukah HaTorah, who says that he put a distance of one day between the two machnois, and that enabled Yaakov to be sure that if Esav kills him, Esav will never reach the second camp because he will die? That's not true. Although they were buried on the same day, they did not die on the same day. The Ayin B'Sefer Yalkut Chamishoi and Sefer Har Tzvi, they both discuss this kasha on the Chanukah HaTorah. And the pasuk continues that Yaakov prepared himself for a tefillah. Vayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov said, Elokei Ovi Avram v'Elokei Ovi Yitzchak. I am coming to you with two promises that you promised me. One promise that you promised me was when I left Be'er Sheva. The pasuk says, Vayetzi Yaakov mi'Be'er Sheva. And on the way out, the pasuk says that Hashem appeared to him in the Mokom HaMikdosh, and he said, in Perik Chav Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel, Elokei Avram Avicha, I am the God of your father Avram, v'Elokei Yitzchak. And the pasuk over there says, Ushimarticha b'chol asher telech, I will watch you, b'chol asher telech, anywhere that you will go. And this is what Yaakov is saying. You should save me from Esav because you gave me two promises. One, on my way out from Be'er Sheva, Vayomer Yaakov, Elokei Ovi Avram, v'Elokei Ovi Yitzchak. Over there you appear to me as the God of my father Avram and the God of my father Yitzchak. And over there you said, Ushimarticha b'chol asher telech. And I am also coming to you with a second haftacha. When I was in Haran, and about to leave Haran to come back to Eretz Yisrael, over there in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, you said, Vayomer Hashem el Yaakov, you came to me with the name Hashem, and you said, Shuv el Eretz Avisecho ulamadatecho ve'e imach, return to the land of your fathers and your birthplace, and I will be with you. And that's what the pasuk is saying now. Hashem, when you appeared to me in Choron by the name of Hashem, Ha'omer Elai, and you said to me, Shuv la'artzecha ulumeladtecha, return to your land and your birthplace, ve'etiva imach, and I will do good to you. With these two haftachos, I am coming to you that you should save me from Esav. But maybe katonti, maybe my schusim, my merits, have diminished. Because of all the kindness and all the truth that you did to your servant. Maybe I used up all my schusim through all the chesed and the emes that you did for me. And maybe I have become soiled with a chait. And now I am mechuyev to be given over into the hands of Esav. And the pasuk says, what chesed did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for Yaakov? According to Rashi's first pshat, the pasuk is mentioning one chesed. The chesed was that I was very poor and I only went over the Yarden with a makel, with a stick. But now I became wealthy. I have enough wealth to be divided into two camps. I went over with just a makel and now I am two machanois. Rashi brings down a second pshat that the pasuk is mentioning two chasadim. The first chesed was kivamakli avarti es yarden azeh. When I crossed the Yarden, I placed my stick into the Yarden, and the Yarden split. And the second chesed was that you made me wealthy. Ve'atoh yisi l'shnei machanois. Now I am two camps, large enough to be divided into two camps. Hatzileni na, please save me miad ochi miad esav, from the one who is my brother, but is not acting like my brother, but rather like Esav HaRasha. Ki yare anoichi oisai, because I fear him. Pen yavoi vihikani eim abonim, lest he hit me, mother and children. Viata omarta, and you said to me, heitiv eitiv imach, good I will do good to you. I will do good to you in your own schus, and also in the schus of the yavois, in the schus of Avram and Yitzchak. V'samti ezaracha kechoil hayom, and I will place your children like the sand of the sea, asher lo yisofe meroiv, which will be too many to count. Although to Yaakov it was never said that his children will be like choil hayom, but rather ka'afar ha'oretz, like the dust of the earth, like it says in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. So why over here does it say that Yaakov is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that my children will be kechoil hayom? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, ki lo ezovcho ad asher imosisi es asher dibarti loch, I will not leave you, Yaakov, until I do everything I spoke about you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram that his children will be kechoil hayom, like the sand of the sea. This was stated by the Akedah at the end of Parshas Vayera. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram that his children would be kechoil asher asfas hayom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov that he will not leave him until he does everything that he promised about him, and this bracha to Avram was a bracha really that will be mekuyim through Yaakov. Therefore, it can be said that this bracha was actually also given to Yaakov. And the pasuk is saying over here, Yaakov is saying that although I said katonti, maybe my schusim have diminished, still I am coming to you with zechus avos. If I am not worthy, maybe Avram and Yitzchak are worthy for them that a nes should happen to their grandchildren, and I should be saved from Esav. Let us go back on the Rashi's inside. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Dalad, Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim, and Yaakov sent Malochim. Malochim Mamish, actual angels he sent to Esav. What was the diak that Rashi had in the Pasuk that caused him to learn that Malochim means Malochim Mamish? The Mizrahi learns that the diak is from the word Lefonov. The Pasuk could have said Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim El Esav Ochim. Why does it have to say Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim Lefonov? And he answers that the word Lefonov is as if it says Misha Lefonov. Yaakov sent Malochim, Misha Lefonov, the ones that were in the Parsha before. And if you look at the end of Parshas Vayetze, it says that Yaakov met Malochim, angels, Malachi Elohim. And it was these Malachi Elohim that Yaakov sent to Esav, his brother. Maskal David asks on the Mizrahi, first of all, the Pasuk should have said Misha Lefonov. Why does the Pasuk say Lefonov? Secondly, we find many instances that Lefonov is used and Rashi doesn't say anything. For example, in Parshas Vayigash, when Yaakov sent Yehuda to the land of Goshen in order to find out how to settle in Goshen, the Pasuk says, Ves Yehuda sholach Lefonov Goshno. Yehuda was sent before him in order to learn how to settle in Goshen. Over there, Rashi does not say anything. So just like over there, Lefonov means that he sent Yehuda before him. Here also, the pshat in the pasuk is that Yaakov sent Malachim before him, before he would meet Esau. So why is it a diak over here and not over there? In Sefer Devek Toivam Rashi, he learns that Rashi's diak is from pasuk Zayin. The pasuk says, "Vayeshuvu haMalachim el Yaakov." The Malachim returned to Yaakov. The pasuk does not say that the Malachim actually went to Esau, and they already knew what Esau was doing, what he was thinking. It must be that these were Malachim, angels, who were able to know what was in Esau's mind without even going to see Esau. On that, Maskil David asks, according to that, the pasuk would be saying something that is not true. The pasuk says, "Banu Elochicha al Esav." The Malachim said, "We came to your brother to Esav." If they didn't actually go, how can they say, "Banu Elochicha al Esav"? Therefore, he learns that the diak of Rashi is based on the psukim at the end of Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov was bothered by two events that seemed to be different one from another. When Yaakov was leaving Be'er Sheva, he saw Malachim, but he did not actually see them. It was in a dream that he saw these Malachim. He had a dream and he saw the Malachim oilim v'yordim by going up and down the ladder. But now when he was coming back to Be'er Sheva from the land of Choron, over here it says, V'yakov holoch ledarkoi v'yivka uvoi malach elokim. He actually met the Malachim. So Yaakov was troubled. Why, when he was leaving Be'er Sheva, did he see the Malachim in a dream? And now, when he was returning to Be'er Sheva, he actually saw the Malachim. He figured that it must be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to use these Malachim as a shlichus, as a messenger to Esav. And that's why the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel, V'yomer Yaakov kasher ro'om. And Yaakov said when he saw them, when he saw that there was a difference between the seeing of the Malachim in a dream on his way out of Be'er Sheva, and now a Re'iyah Chushis, an actual seeing of the Malachim over here on his return trip, he knew that it must be in order that he should do something with these Malachim. Therefore, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim lefon of Aleis of Ochiv, and Rashi says it was Malachim Mamish. Zok Rashi Arza Seir, to the land of Seir, Le'eret Seir. It's like it said, Le'eret Seir. Kol teva shetzricha lamed b'tchiloso. Any word that needs a lamed in the beginning, hitalo hakosav hei b'seifa, the pasuk can do the same by putting a hey at the end. Arza is equivalent to Le'eret. And Rashi had already said this in Parshas Lech Lecha on the word Hera, which is like Lehar, to a mountain. And also at the end of Parshas Toldos, where he says Padena Aram Besa Besuel, which is equivalent to Lipaden Aram Libes Besuel. So Rashi im Lovan Gaiti Va'echa Aroto, Loina Seisi Sar V'choshuv. I did not become an important person in Lovan's house. Elager, a stranger. Encha k'day l'snoi oisi al birchas avicha. It is not worthy for you, it is not befitting of you to hate me because of the brachas of your father, Sheberachani, who blessed me, havigvir la'achecho, that I will become a lord over my brothers. Shaharei loin eskaima bi. It was not fulfilled in me. I did not become an important person in Lovan's house, but rather only a ger in Lovan garti. I saw a drush that learns up Rashi like this. The bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov was Hevi gevir la'achecho. You will be a gevir. Yaakov said, Loi niskaimu bi. If you take the word gevir, I am saying that the bi was not mekuyim, was not fulfilled. Take the word gevir and take out bi, the beis yud. What are you left with? Ger. I did not become a gevir. Loi niskaimu bi. I was only a ger. Davar acher zok Rashi. Garti bigamatria tayag. Garti has the same letters and the same numerical value as Taryag. Kolema im Lavan Arosha Garti v'Taryag Mitzvah Shemarti. I live by Lavan and I kept all the Taryag Mitzvahs. V'lo lamadati mimaisa v'roim, and I did not learn from his evil deeds. Therefore, you will not be able to fight against me. I once heard a diak in this Rashi. What is the double lashon that Rashi is saying? Taryag Mitzvah Shemarti v'lo lamadati mimaisa v'roim. Isn't that automatic? If one keeps Tayag Mitzvahs, automatically he did not learn from the Maisiv Haroim of Lavan. And that, they say of Pshat, that there can be a person that keeps all Tayag Mitzvahs, but he's only keeping the letter of the law, and he can still be a novel Bereshus HaTorah. He can be a person who is not a holy person, but he is just keeping the Tayag Mitzvahs exactly the way it's stated. And such a person can still have evil deeds and evil ways. And Yaakov is saying, not only did I keep Tayag Mitzvahs, but also, Lo Lamadati Mimaisa V'Roim, I did not learn from his evil ways. The Mefarshim ask, how is Yaakov able to say, V'tayag mitzvah shamarti? There are many laws that are only pertinent in Eretz Yisrael, like Trumas and Maisres, and Halachas that are Tluyas Ba'aretz. Secondly, there are many laws that are only pertinent to Kahanim. So how is Yaakov able to say that I kept all Tayag mitzvahs? Some learn that the pshat is that since Yaakov wanted to do all the mitzvahs, he had a desire to do all the mitzvahs, it is as if he actually did all the mitzvahs, even the ones that are tluyas ba'aretz, even the ones that are only noigea to kahanim. Others learn that just like it says, kol haloimed parshas oila ki'ilu hikr v'oila, one who learns the parsha of oila is as if he actually bought the carbon oila. Here also, Yaakov learnt all the mitzvahs, even the ones that were not noigea to him, and it was considered as if he actually performed these mitzvahs. And that can be the reason why maybe Rashi uses a lashon v'tayag mitzvah shemarti. It does not say v'tayag mitzvahs kiyamti, because he did not actually be mekayim all 613, but rather it was as if he kept all 613, and that's why a lashon of shemarti is used. Zok Rashi v'yihili shor v'chamor, Abba omar li mitala shemayim v'shmani aretz. My father said and gave me a bracha that I will have from the dew of the heaven and from the fat of the earth. Zu loy min ha-shamayim ve-loy min ha-oretz. This is not min ha-shamayim and not min ha-oretz. So again, Yaakov is saying, don't be angry concerning the brachas that Yitzchak gave me because they were not fulfilled. It is interesting that in the pasuk earlier, pasuk hey, when he discussed the bracha of hevi gevir la'achecha, he said, you should not hate me al birchas avicha, the bracha of your father. And over here, when he is referring to the bracha of Mitala Shamayim Umishmani Aretz, Rashi changes the lashon and says, Abba Omerli. He does not say Avicha. Shor v'chamor, the pasuk uses a lashon yachid, a singular lashon. Derecheres loymer al shorim harbe shor. It is the way of the land to say about many oxen, shor, as if you're calling it one ox. Adam Omer l'chaver balayla. A person says to his friend at night, Karu hatarnagol. The rooster called. Veina oimer karu hatarnagolim. That the rooster is called. So we see that sometimes a lashon yachid can substitute for a lashon rabin. Vo'ashalecho lahagid ladoni. And I am sending this message to my master, lohidia shani baralecho, to make it known that I am coming to you, limsochein beinecho, to find favor in your eyes. Shani sholim imoch. I am complete with you, muvakish ahavosecho, and I seek your love. And the Malachim said, Banu Elochicha el Esav, we came to your brother, Shehayisa Omer Ochihu, that you called him my brother, Aval Hunoyigimcha, Ke Esav HaRosha. He is acting towards you like Esav the Rosha, Oidenu Besinasai, still with his hatred toward you. Vayira Vayetzer, Edov Eloshen, he was frightened and distressed. Vayira, he was frightened, Shema Yehoreg, maybe he would be killed. Vayetzer, and he was distressed, Im Yaharag Hues Acherim, that he might kill others. Zok Rashi Hamachne Ho'achas Viko. Rashi is bothered by the Lashon Zochor and Lashon Nekeva that are being associated with the word Machane. Hamachne Ho'achas. Achas is Lashon Nekeva. Viko, and he will hit him, which is a Lashon Zochor. Machane Mishamish Lashon Zochor V'Lashon Nekeva. Machane can be used as a Lashon Zochor and the Lashon Nekeva. Like we find in Tilim, Imtachane Olai Machane, Hari Lashon Nekeva. We find associated with the word Machane, Imtachane Olai Machane, Tachane is a Lashon Nekeva. Hamachane Hazeh, this Machane is Lashon Zochor. So to an our Pasuk, Achas is Lashon Nekeva, Vihiko is a Lashon Zochor. V'chein Yeshar Dvar Mishamshim Lashon Zochor, Lashon Nekeva. We find other words that are also used with a Lashon Zochor and Lashon Nekeva. The word Shemesh, Hashemesh Yota al Oret, the Shemesh went out over the land, Yota is Lashon Zochor, Miksei Hashemayim Motsoi, from the end of the heavens, he comes out, Hare Lashon Zochor. We find both of these places, Shemesh is being used with Lashon Zochor. Yota is Lashon Zochor, and Motsoi is Lashon Zochor. Hashemesh Zochor al Amayim, the sun shone over the water, Hare Lashon Nekeva. This is the Lashon Nekeva. So we find Shemesh also is a Lashon Zochor and a Lashon Nekeva. V'chein Ruach, and so too by the word Ruach. V'hinei Ruach Gedoyla, Bo'o, Harei Lashon Nekeva. Ruach, we find Gedoyla and Bo'o, which is Lashon Nekeva. V'yiga ba'arba pinas habayis, Harei Lashon Zochor. V'yiga ba'arba pinas, it doesn't say Vatiga, which would be a Lashon Nekeva, but rather V'yiga. So we see Ruach is a Lashon Zochor. And we find in one pasuk, "Ruach gedoyla v'chazuk mifarei karim." So ruach is gedoyla, which is a lashon akeva, and it says chazak, not chazaka. So we find lashon zachar. So in one pasuk, we find a zachar and a keva. Harei lashon zachar, lashon akeva. V'chein eish, and so too by the word eish. The eish yotza me'eitz Hashem. Yotza is lashon akeva. Eish loyehet is a lashon zachar. It does not say loyehetes, which would be a lashon akeva. It says loyehet. So we find again a lashon zachar and a lashon akeva. So besides for the word machaneh, we find shemesh, ruach, and eish all being used with a lashon zachar and a lashon akeva. L'chara, one has to understand why when Rashi was looking for a lashon akeva concerning the word shemesh, why did he have to go to Melachim Beis where it says Hashemesh Zorcha Alamayim? Why couldn't he bring the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha in Perek Tesvav pasuk Yud Zayin where it says Vayehi Hashemesh Ba'o, which is Ba'o is also a lashon akeva? And if you look at Masechta Kedushin Daf Beis Amid Beis where Tosfos is also discussing words that have a lashon zocher lashon akeva, when Tosfos wants to say that Shemesh is lashon akeva, he does not bring the pasuk in Melachim Beis, but rather he brings the pasuk over here Vayehi Hashemesh Ba'o in Parshas Lech Lecha. So why didn't Rashi also bring down that pasuk? So Rashi weiter, v'hoya hamachaneh hanisho lefleito al karchoi, against Esav's will, the second machaneh will escape. Ki ilochem imoi, because I will fight with him. Hiskin atzma l'shlosh dvar. Yaakov prepared himself for three things: l'doran, for a present; l'tfila, for a prayer; l'machama, and for war. L'doran v'tavar ha-mincha ponov. We find a present, like the pasuk says, by Sheni v'atavar ha-mincha ponov. The mincha went before him. L'tfila, pasuk yud, elekei avi Avram. The pasuk where he says, I'm coming to you with two aftachos. And the pasuk starts off with elekei avi Avram. L'machama is our pasuk, v'hoya ha-machaneh hanisho l'fleita. Against Esav's will, one machaneh will be able to escape because I will fight with Esav. So, Rashi v'lekei avi Yitzchak. V'lehalon hu oimer u'pachad Yitzchak. At the end of Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov did not want to call Hashem Elokei Yitzchak because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not associate his name with people that are living. And therefore he called Hashem Pachad Yitzchak. So why over here does he say Elokei Avi Yitzchak? And furthermore, Mahu Shechozer V'Hiskin Shem HaMiyuchad. Why does he say again the Shem Hashem? Hoyla Lichtoy Ha'omer Elai Shuv La'Artzecha. If you look at the pasuk says, "Vayomer Yaakov v'lekei avi Avram v'lekei avi Yitzchak," and then repeats Hashem's name, Hashem ha'omer elai. Why does it say again Hashem's name? Elakach omer Yaakov. It must be that this is what Yaakov is saying l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shtei avtochos hivtichani. You promised me two promises. Achas b'tzeisim mi'beis avi mi'Be'er Sheva. One was on my way out of my father's house when I left Be'er Sheva. Shomar toli. Over there you told me, Ani Hashem elekei Avram avicha ve'elekei Yitzchak. I am the God of your father Avram and the God of Yitzchak. V'sham omar toli. And over there you promised me, Ushimarticha b'chol asher teilech. I will watch you wherever you will go. U'v'beis Lavan. And on my return trip in the house of Lavan, Amar Tali, you said to me, Shuv al Eretz Avisecha ulumay la'aretecha. Return to your father's house and to your birthplace, Ve'eya imach, and I will be with you. V'sham nigleisa elai b'shem hamiyuchad levadai. Over there you appear to me with the shem hamiyuchad, the shem of Hashem alone. Shenemar, like the pasuk said, Vayomer Hashem al Yaakov. Hashem said to Yaakov, Shuv al Eretz Avisecha, return to the land of your fathers and your birthplace, and I will be with you. B'shtei haftochos ha'elu, with these two promises, one on the way out of Be'er Sheva, one on the way coming back to Be'er Sheva, ani bo'e lefonecho, I am coming before you and asking you to save me from Esav. Katonti mikol hachasodim. Yaakov said, maybe nismatu zichuyoisai, maybe my merits have diminished, ayideh hachasodim vo'emes she'asisa imi, through the kindness and the truth that you have done with me. L'kach ani yorei. Therefore, I am afraid, Shema Mishiv Tachtani, maybe from the time that you promised me these promises, Nislachlachti Bechet, I have become soiled with an Avera, V'yigroim Li Lihimosa Biyat Esav, and this will cause me to be given over into the hand of Esav. It is not sufficient for me to just have too little Schusim to be punished. It must be also that I did an Avera. So these two things together will cause me to be punished. I will not have enough schusim to save me, and also I did an avera to cause me to be punished. Umikol ha'emes, amitas devarecho. the truthfulness of your word, Sheshamartali kol ha'avtochos sheftachtani, you kept all the promises that you promised to me. Kivamakli, the pasuk is now saying, what was the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? I did not have with me not silver nor gold or cattle. Elamakli levadai. I only had my stick, and now I became into two machnos. Rashi second shot umedrash agodo. Nosan makli biyarden venivka hayarden. Yaakov placed his staff into the Yarden, and the Yarden split. Miyar ochi miyar esav miyar ochi sheina noigi mikaoch. From the hand of my brother, who does not act towards me like a brother, but rather elokei Esav harasha, like Esav the wicked one. Hetiv, etiv, what is the double lashon of hetiv, etiv? Hetiv bischuscha, I will do good to you in your own merit. Etiv bischus avisecha, I will do good to you in the schus of your fathers. And that's what Yaakov was saying. Although maybe my zechusim have diminished because of the chesed and the emes that you have done to me, but I still have zechus avos. V'samti ezarachak chol hayom. The Hechen Amalei Kain, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise Yaakov that his children will be like the sand of the sea? In Parshas Vayetze, we only find that Yaakov was promised that his children would be like the dust of the earth. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, I will not leave you until I do to you everything I spoke about you. And to Avram he said, by the Akeda, at the end of Parshas Vayera, Harva arbe ezaracha kichoich v'yashmayim v'chachoil asher al svas hayom, I will multiply your children like the stars of the heaven and like the sand of the sea. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov that he will keep everything that he spoke about him, and this bracha to Avram was about Yaakov, therefore it's as if it was said to Yaakov kichoil hayom, that his children would be like the sand of the sea.